Concerning Abraham. Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. When God told Abram to go out from his father's house, he went out without knowing where he was going. God said, to a land that I will show thee. He didn't give him a road map. He didn't say, now this is where you're going to go. He told him to go out from his father's house. He took his wife and his nephew and his possessions and left without knowing where he was going. Because he had faith that God had a place prepared for him. This was a tremendous example for me. In 1979, I owned a small business in Dallas, Texas. God had been for 5 years preparing me to go into the ministry. I knew after I was born again in 1975 that God was training me to be a minister. I knew the two offices to which I was called by God, apostle and prophet. I had no idea where I was to go to be a minister. I closed my business on July 31st, 1979. From that point forward, I waited for God to show me where I was going to go to do the work of God. As I waited, I stayed in my apartment in Dallas, Texas, and continued to read the Bible throughout the day as I had been doing for the previous 5 years. On the night of January 10th, 1980, I was asleep in the night. A very loud, trumpet-like voice spoke three words into my ear. I believe this to have been an angel of God. The words spoken in my ear were Hartford, Seattle, KWJS. I jumped out of bed and wrote KWJS on a notepad. I didn't want to mix up those letters, for I felt it was call letters to either radio or television. I said to God, are you telling me to go on radio? When I found out KWJS was a radio station, I said to him, I wouldn't know how to do that. Immediately, the Holy Spirit brought this to my mind. Call the radio station manager. So immediately, I called the radio station manager. I asked to speak to the station manager when the secretary answered the phone. He came on the phone immediately. I said to him, God might be showing me to go on radio. How would you do that? He replied, make an audition tape, 29 and a half minutes long, and send it to me. And if you fit our broadcasting, we will offer you a contract. As soon as I hung up the phone, I got my tape recorder and recorded a message 29 and a half minutes long, drove to the post office, and mailed the tape to the station manager. Within approximately 5 days, I had a contract and was broadcasting exhortations to the church on Radio KWJS. And within a year, I was on radio from Hartford to Seattle, just like the dream showed. By this, God put me on radio where I presented exhortations for the next few years to the church. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you.